When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me, as always, is...
Sesame J. Encarta.
That's a great name. Mm-hmm. Probably your best name yet.
Thank you.
I think you should keep it.
I think I might actually change my name to Sesame Encarta.
You should.
Are you allowed to have dual names? Is that legal?
I don't know.
I was wondering about that.
I mean, I know you can have, like, stage names and stuff, but...
Well, I know, but I was wondering if you can legally have two names. That's interesting. I'll look into that.
Yeah. Because I doubt that, like, you know, P. Diddy is legally Sean Combs' name, you know?
Oh, yeah, probably not. Yeah.
So... anyways, today on the show, we are covering the short-lived sitcom, well, the pilot for, the short-lived sitcom, The Michael J. Fox Show, a show that aired from September 26th of 2013 till January 23rd of 2014. Cool. On NBC. Yeah. So, first impressions here, Sesame, what did you think?
It was okay. It was one of those shows where it wasn't good, but it wasn't so bad either. So it was just kind of like in this sort of middle, lukewarm type thing for me. So like wasn't bad enough to actually like really make fun of, you know. Like let's say the Ferris Bueller TV show or whatever. Like,
yeah,
it was just it was okay. I mean, I wouldn't write home about it, but
yeah, it was. I don't know. I did not like it. I didn't hate it either. Like you said, it was just kind of there. But it's not something I'd watch again.
Yeah, exactly.
It did not get me interested in watching the second episode.
Mm-mm. It was that part of that weird era of TV around 2013-14 where it was like it was like they were coming off of like the you know, the first part of the 2000s and their you know, Modern Family of course was really popular at that time, so like every show in the world had to basically do like the whole camera thing, which they got from The Office in the first place, but like in every show pretty much like had to have that kind of thing. There was like Beautiful Couples or something like they did that, the you know, Modern Family did the camera thing, then this was doing the camera like the interview thing or whatever. It was like, okay, we get it, like you know, not every show in the world has to follow this format, but that's TV in Hollywood for you. They find something that works and they just do it to death until it doesn't, and then they start something new. And
it totally felt like, I mean, I've only seen an episode or two of Modern Family. It just never did anything for me. Mm-hmm. The two that I've seen, but it did kind of have a Modern Family sort of feel to it.
Yeah, because that was literally probably at their height.
Yeah, so
that would have been season 3 or season 4 of Modern Family at that point. So, and I mean, that show went on for, I mean, I think it had like 9 or 10 seasons. That show went
on forever. Something like that. It just ended recently, too. So,
I kind of liked it at first, but it did wear off on me a little bit. I was like, okay, it's whatever, it's fine. Yeah. But It was, you know, whatever. It was kind of cool, though, in the sense that he was, like, playing a version of himself that wasn't really him, but he had Parkinson's, and his name was called the Michael J. Fox Show, and, you know, so that was kind of...
Yeah, I mean, and it was, like, at least like, he was playing a character with Parkinson's who was kind of a celebrity, at least a local celebrity, so it made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... What goes on in the show? Like, what happens here?
Not a whole lot, really. But he recently has Michael has recently retired from being a news reporter, like a journalist. He was kind of like
for WNBC in New York. So
yeah, which is, you know, that's local, but for New York City, that's huge, right? Because you're pretty much known, you know. But he retired. You know, after getting Parkinson's, I don't know how long he had the disease before he retired.
Yes.
I don't know. It makes no sense, but like, I've been slipping with my words lately a lot. Actually, it's kind of concerning me. I'll say one word and like it'll be completely the opposite. So I hope I don't have like early Alzheimer's. Whatever. Anyway. Which means, I guess, then I have to retire from being a news reporter that I'm not actually.
Yeah, we you should, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't actually have that job, so I guess technically I can retire.
Well, you can take care of your family then.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's doing. So he was like, okay, I want to spend time. But they're like kind of on edge because he wants to do like everything with them. Like he wants to make sure that they eat dinner every single night, like at the same time. Everyone eats at the table, which, you know. You would think is like normal, but like in modern life, like everyone's so busy with crap that like
nobody does that.
Which sucks because that actually creates bonds with your family or your tribe, and you know it's actually been scientifically proven, psychologically proven that actually is helps keep relationships good and things like that. You know, but you know they don't want to do that, so they're all eating standing up and. You know, the one that his son sits on the dishwasher and then he sits down with them and then they break the dishwasher because of all the, it's like, really, you think that would happen? The combined weight of sitting on the latch of the dishwasher.
That was,
you know,
kind of stupid.
It was stupid. That was a dumb scene, but whatever. So they're all kind of like hinting at him, like, hey, maybe you should, you know, find something else to do or go back to work or whatever. Just, you know, like, we don't, like, you don't need to like, take care of us like all day long, every day. Like, you know, we got our own stuff, like, you know, but he's kind of like wanting to like make up for lost time basically because he was usually working all the time as a journalist. So eventually one of his old producers or whatever, you know, convinces him to just go to a meeting just to talk things over, maybe come back to work or whatever. But like, it was pretty much like kind of orchestrated because like everybody who he used to work with, like, goes into like a raucous applause when he comes back and all this kind of stuff. So then he's like, yeah, I guess whatever, maybe I'll come back to work and do some, you know, some real hard-hitting, you know, journalism or whatever. Meanwhile, his daughter is supposed to do like a video project for like one of her classes, and she decides to do it about her dad, but like
it was supposed to be about the Grapes of Wrath.
What's that?
Now? It was supposed to be about the Grapes of Wrath.
But somehow she tried to make, I don't know, I never read the Grapes of Wrath, so I don't really know how there would be a connection between the two.
I saw the movie years ago, but I don't remember it.
Does that have anything to do with like trauma or disease or anything?
Well,
it
takes place during the Depression.
Okay.
And it's about, so you know, it's about this family, you know, dealing with poverty and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, so not even close because their families are rich. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, rich enough that, you know, Michael's able to pay for his sister to basically live in an apartment for free. So that's kind of, you know, and then also they get to live in a house on their own. So that's rich enough to do that, you know. Most people won't be able to pay for an apartment for a relative and pay for their own house at the same time. So granted, it was like a shitty apartment in the basement. It's like, hey, listen, biatch, sorry, I shouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. You know, you literally get to live rent free. Your brother's paying for your apartment, so who cares if it's in the basement?
Well, it was so they could have like the wacky neighbor slash wacky family member character in the show. So they needed some kind of reason, you know.
Of course, yeah. So Redondo does like this puff piece about her dad and just totally fake, like fake wasn't, you know, insincere. And a teacher, you know, makes her stay after class and just tells her, like, but like you're not getting anything for this. This is a total, you know, waste or whatever. So then she feels, you know, embarrassed or shame or whatever, you know. What else goes on? I don't even remember.
Basically, okay, so there's a point where he runs into his old boss and best friend, played by Wendell Pierce, who people know from The Wire and The Odd Couple, among other things. He runs into him and basically says, hey, do you want your job back, sort of thing? You know, you should do that, you know. And so he decides to try it out. There's also something that he really wants to tackle, which is the topic of 911 not being fast, because it took 48 minutes for a 911 call to reach his house because he accidentally called 911. You know, like you do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you do.
Yeah. And so that he realized that it takes forever for the, you know, that to happen. So that was his big reasoning for coming back. He has an assistant we meet when he goes back to the station to try to decide if he's going to come back. Who's kind of like this young, bright-eyed, you know, happy to be there sort of person who isn't jaded by life yet.
Yeah, yeah, the go-getter, like, I'm going to do everything I can, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. And then he has kind of this rivalry with Matt Lauer, because they started around the same time, and Matt Lauer became, you know, big and famous.
Yep.
Yeah. And this was before Matt Lauer was, you know, revealed to be a scumbag.
Yep.
So this fictional character was onto something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But he also, Matt Lauer was also in an episode of 30 Rock, too, a long time ago as well.
Oh, yeah. Playing... Anybody that was involved in NBC was on that show.
Oh, okay, yeah. At some point, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there's that, and he goes on the Today Show at some point. This show was bad, Matt.
It's not that good. No, it wasn't. It was just, it was like they're going for like this dry humor, like again, like a sort of Modern Family esque, you know, Michael J. Fox doing the Michael J. Fox thing. But it almost kind of reminded me of like. Like he was missing like his Spin City days, but not nearly as good as that show was. You know,
yeah, nothing was as good as that or Family Ties,
because that's such a good show. Spin City, that's such a good, great show. But not this. No. His son, his oldest son, is like he like wants to be a millionaire, so he's always trying to do like internet stuff, like coding or whatever. He's trying to build some kind of like app or some. I don't remember what it was. Some bullshit thing. And like he's always quote working, but he's not actually making any money. But and again, he's still working, he's just not getting paid for it. And that's pretty much it, right? No, so we find out that his wife kind of set up the whole deal to kind of get him out of the house, basically. Like she's the one that was behind the scenes, basically. Like,
yeah, she was played by Betsy Brandt from from Breaking Bad, who, you know.
Yeah, Breaking Bad's right. Yeah. And I knew she looked familiar, and was she also in that movie? You know, don't shoot me, but like it was a rom com, and I got a thing with for rom coms for some reason. I don't know what it is. They make me happy, but you know, they're usually quote chick flicks, but I like them, so who knows? Whatever, don't care. But there was this one where it was like it was called like Best Man or something like that, and she like her best friend was a guy and no, it was called Maid of Honor, but it was spelled MADE. You get it? Like he's Maid of Honor, you know? And like, you remember that movie? Did you ever see that movie?
I don't know. I don't know if she was in it, though.
I'm not sure if it's her or if someone just maybe looks slight. Because, like, sometimes I'll think someone looks like someone else, and then, like, once I see them again, like, I don't, they don't really look that much that like them, so it could be something else like that. But, so, could be her, could be not, probably not. But, anyway, you should check it out, Maid of Honor. Anyone who's listening, Maid of Honor. If you like rom-coms, it's a pretty sweet film about...
Yeah, that wasn't her.
Okay, about a woman who's best friend's a dude, and she wants him to be his maid of honor.
Yeah, that was Michelle Monaghan.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
But yeah, I just looked it up. So.
Okay. Anyway, this is a cool movie, so it's better than this show, so that's for sure.
Well, there. But, so watch that instead.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a break here? Because we pretty much talked the whole plot.
That was it. That was literally the whole story,
And we can come back and read some reviews.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back.
No Outlet Live.
Hey, I'm Jay Remy, host of No Outlet Live. If you're in a podcast that explores any and everything, check us out. We stream anywhere you listen or watch podcasts, or just type No Outlet Live, one word, in your Google search bar to find the show. Live Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook. No Outlet Live, your road to boredom ends here. Do you like Tessa? Do you think this will be a date that can last?
Well, she's not very articulate.
And we are back. Wasn't that a great break?
Yeah.
It was a beautiful break.
It was.
I like breaks. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. What was it?
Sesame
bar. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so.
Well, that's more of like a crunch thing right there.
Yeah.
But... So that's not sesame seed. It's rice. Never mind. Sorry. Yeah, it would God damn it. Crunch, that's not Captain Crunch. Leslie? Oh my fucking Nestle Crunch.
Yeah.
What the hell is the matter with me? Does not have sesame seeds in it, Matt. Idiot. No, it doesn't. Rice, okay.
It's got Rice Krispies in it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Crisp rice.
Yeah, crisp rice, yeah.
Yeah. So, Michael J. Fox show.
Yeah.
Did we forget anything about in the breakdown?
Just the one thing is that his daughter redid her project the right way, and it was like all moving and shit, you know, because she talked about him having Parkinson's and, you know, and all that stuff and
how times.
It changed him. But, you know, it's okay, you know, because, you know, people can, you know,
you can
people aren't going to
be my hero, daddy.
Pretty much. And that was pretty much, I mean, so that was her arc, story arc or whatever for the episode. And then they finally did eat dinner at the table at the end, I think, with his sister there.
Yeah,
it was another weird thing. There was like this weird moment where like there was like this like weird hint of like incest almost, where like the older brother was like, except like her shirt was not fully on, or you could see her bra or something like that, and she's like, "Hi, aunt," or whatever her name is, and then someone says like "ew" or whatever. I was like, "Why would they do that?" Like, I don't,
you know,
why? Like, it just—it's
stupid.
It's not funny. Like, and plus two, it's like, it's weird. Like, I'm sorry, but like, that stuff is bad. Like, it's not funny. Like,
but
you know.
But this was like 9 years ago. Oh wait, no.
Maybe 9 years ago. I don't know. Maybe I misread it. But it just like he had a weird tone, and then like someone said like, "ew" or "gross" or just told him to shut up. I don't know exactly, but they basically like shut him up. Like, so
yeah,
there was like the implication that like he was like hitting on his aunt or something like that. I don't know. I had to rewatch it, but that's where it came out.
Don't bother. Anyway, so
rewatch.
I love Michael J. Fox, by the way, but this was bad.
So
here's a 1-star review.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bad. Just bad is the headline, and this is from ZadXDP. This is from the week it premiered in September of 2013. We were quite interested in this new show. Michael J. Fox is normally quite fun to watch. But after 15 minutes, we just had to stop. The jokes are not funny, the characters are flat and vapid. The storyline starts with characters assuming the audience knows who these people are. Not much in the way of clues other than Michael J. Fox is a news personality. Who are these people? They come across as jerks, with not redeeming social graces. I understand smart, edgy material, but this did not have it. Then he politically shot at Chick-fil-A. Really? A company all about hate? I'll watch MSNBC or Fox News if I want hard political commentary. Please, all of this add up to a fail. We won't be watching.
I don't remember the Chick-fil-A comment.
I do not either.
But then again, I was like,
I wasn't fully paying attention.
Concentrating, it was so boring.
Yeah. So, but really, even in 2013, people knew about them donating to gay conversion therapy and all this other stuff.
It's like hard political commentary. It's probably literally like one comment in the entire episode. It's not exactly like a tirade against.
And if they're saying they didn't want any political commentary, but they're fans of Michael J. Fox, did they not see Spin City?
Yeah, exactly. I
mean, on the other spectrum, did they not see him as Alex P. Keaton in Family Ties?
They probably
both of those shows had political commentary.
They probably completely forgot about both of those shows, or weren't thinking. Mm-hmm. Whatever. They probably thought Back to the Future. That's the only thing they were thinking about. Probably. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, those three movies he was in. I'm like, yeah, but he did like a million other things. Like he was in Doc Hollywood. He was in a bunch of other movies I can't think of right now. But he was in like a ton of shit. Episode Scrubs he was in. That was a really good episode.
Oh yeah.
That was a great episode.
Scrubs was created by the co-creator of Spin City, so that's why there was a lot of Spin City people on Scrubs.
Oh, I know. Did they have like everyone at some point?
Yes, basically. Almost all the main cast.
That's hilarious. Like Richard Kind, he was like he was always what do they call it? Why am I losing words?
The hypochondriac.
You're hypochondriac where you think you're sick all the time. Damn, I can't.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, most of these reviews are like this one. 1 star, unfunny.
Yeah.
RMS125A, this is from 2019. Funny as a road accident or a 6-foot hole in the ground.
Whoa.
Pitiful, pretentious, snarky, elitist, self-absorbed, and obsessed with political correctness. Both Fox and the show. So not only did they take a jab at the show, they took a jab at Michael J. Fox himself.
I didn't see anything about political correctness or...
But, I mean, this was just the pilot we saw. Maybe it, you know, maybe they watched the whole season.
Yeah, maybe.
But a lot of people think that anytime you show diversity in a show or show somebody with a disability in a show, then it's all of a sudden political correctness.
Exactly. It's like, someone exists in this show. You're making it political. It's like, okay. Like, they literally didn't say anything political. Like,
no.
No at all. Like, yeah, but they exist, so it's political. Okay. Well, I guess you're political because you exist, right? No. Oh, okay. Whatever.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, but basically, there's like a few good reviews, but most of them are pretty bad. So it's understandable why the show got canceled.
Yeah, I mean
it had a good cast. I mean, it had a lot of potential, but it's just, you know, it is what it is, unfortunately. Yeah. I wouldn't watch it again.
Nope.
But I would watch Spin City any day of the year. So, anyways, any final thoughts here?
Not at all.
Alrighty, me either. Just I want to say we're developing our new YouTube channel. I should say I've been developing it lately, trying to get all the videos up and everything. So of our episodes. So if you prefer listening to us on YouTube, which you might be listening to this on right now, that's there, I guess. So
it's whatever. Yeah.
It is what it is. And yeah, just make sure you subscribe to our show, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to anywhere you can follow us. You know, all the twits and the books and the talks and all that shit. you know, the social meds, like yeah, you do. Me. You know, check out our TeePublic, check out our Patreon. You know, good stuff, ways to support the show. Tell a friend. Tell a friend about the show.
Yeah.
Also, be good to each other. That's all I ask of you. Just right now, more than anything in this world, we need people to be kind to each other. And until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.